Are you ready, Flyer fans? It's the Flyer Insider, a weekly look at UD Athletics with comments from men's head basketball coach Anthony Grant. The Flyer Insider Show, presented by Bud Light. Tonight's show is brought to you by
Frickers. For over 30 years has been the home of fun, food, sports, and spirits.
Bud Light, America's favorite light lager.
Premier Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/UD.
Logan AC and Heat Services, the official heating and cooling partner of the UD Flyers, helping fans stay comfortable all season long. And by
Alta Fiber, official partner of the Dayton Flyers and proud supporter of the Dayton community.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Now here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Frickers here on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, your home of the Flyer Insider Show on Monday nights during the Dayton basketball season, as the Flyers are now 5-4 and heading into a week in which they've got a game on the road on Wednesday at Virginia Tech, one of the hotter teams in college basketball right now, as the Hokies are 8-1 coming off a win yesterday over 18th-ranked North Carolina. Coming up then Sunday, it's Saturday, it's a home game back at the UD Arena against North Carolina Asheville. So we'll be taking a look ahead at that. Deron Holmes just left practice moments ago, and he is en route here to Frickers on Woodman Drive. And we're going to get a chance to talk to Deuce. Former Flyer Rex Gardecki is with us as well, as we'll be talking about this Dayton team today. The Bud Light mic's available for the folks who are here at Frickers. Got a nice crowd here on hand tonight. I'd say a good-looking crowd, but I don't want to get carried away. You guys are okay. You're okay. All right. Good to see everyone here, and we're going to be talking with Deuce here in a bit. But we also had a chance to talk to Coach Grant earlier in today, and let's hear his comments as he looks at the week ahead and recap of last week.
Well, Coach, repeating what I said to you on Saturday, I want to congratulate you on your 300th career win. And I know you're not a guy that looks back and reflects, certainly not at this point in time in a season, but do you remember win number one?
Yeah, I believe we were at Longwood, maybe. My first year at DC, I think that's where we had, I think that was the first game and first win, yeah. I believe I'm right on that.
Okay. Well, looking forward to the next 300.
Yeah.
Hey, last week.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. You know, last week you had two wins, two different kinds of wins, and I thought that at times at both ends of the floor, you played pretty good basketball, but is it safe to say you just haven't put a complete game together yet?
Yeah, Ray, going back and looking at the tape, you know, like I said, post-game, I felt like Southeast came out and they punched first. They set the tone with the way they defended. They were really aggressive. They schemed pretty well against us, and we took us a minute to adjust to what they were doing with the matchups and, you know, certain ways they guarded certain players. But I thought we adjusted pretty well, you know, where we were building a little bit of a lead. And in the last 5.5 minutes, they made 6 threes, you know, and it was consecutive possessions. I think we had one possession there where we were able to get a steal, but 6 out of 7 possessions, they converted threes. A few of them were off of mistakes that we made defensively, and some of them were just good plays by them. We got to give them credit. But, you know, I thought the adjustments that our guys made in the second half allowed us to build the lead. And then, you know, at the end of the game, I think it really came down to our inability to convert from the free throw line. Which, you know, made it a little closer than it should have been. But I think if had we been able to do that at a higher clip, we'd have had a more comfortable win. So, as always, you know, we're fortunate that we're able to learn and hopefully grow through winning. And, you know, like I said, I think, you know, the more we can see different looks from different teams in terms of stuff that we'll have to prepare for as we move forward, I think it just helps us get better.
You shot the ball well on Saturday. Some guys got to see the ball go through the net, and these are good shooters that have been taking good shots. Sometimes is that all it takes, just for the guys just to see a couple go in?
I think so. You know, and obviously, you know, as you said, I think we like the shots that we're able to generate, you know, because of the attention that we're drawing, you know, especially when the ball goes in the post. So it was great to see, you know, some guys see the ball go in and have that success. And sometimes that's really all you need as a player is to see the ball go in once or twice for you. And you feel like you're back in the rhythm and you feel a level of confidence. So hopefully, you know, that's a good sign for us. I think we're a much better shooting team than our numbers are showing right now. Hopefully we'll continue to move it in the right direction.
I think you could arguably say that Kobe Brea, just from a, you know, ability and a stroke standpoint, would be your best perimeter shooter. And obviously he's just not been himself physically yet and getting into the flow. A little thing I noticed in the game Saturday, though, was that, you know, he took a couple shots. They didn't go in, but, boy, his teammates were right there with him, encouraged him, just saying, hey, just keep going. You know, how big is that?
Yeah, well, I think he's an elite shooter. I think he's proven that. And it's just going to be a matter of time for him to get his rhythm back and get his legs underneath him. He's gonna have a game where he gets it going, you know, hopefully. You know, it'll be our next game and several games, you know, preceding that one. But, yeah, he's just got to continue to stay the course and understand that it's a process, right? He's been out for several months of not being able to really do anything on the court. And now it's just going to take some time for him to find that rhythm again. But when he does, I think it'll help everybody.
You know, Coach, if you and I are having a conversation on December 5th under any circumstances, I think we'd be talking about a work in progress, is because every year is unique and every team is unique. But even more so, given some of the roster challenges you've had come your way, you know, I mean, these guys learning to play together, the cast you have available, I mean, obviously that's a work in progress within a work in progress.
Yeah, you know, obviously the roster, you know, has had some adjustments because of injuries. You know, so, you know, guys are understanding and learning the roles that are required. And you know, so every game is different. Right? So what we were able to have success with against, was it a few nights ago, that was Western Michigan. And then to turn around and have a different look from Southeast Louisiana, and it'll be completely different, you know, when we go to Virginia Tech. So, you know, there's no substitute for experience. And these guys have to be able to play together and go through those experiences together. You know, this is good right now that we're learning. We're getting better, and this will be a great challenge for us to go on the road, you know, with this group against a very talented and a very good, well-coached Virginia Tech team.
Obviously, playing at Virginia Tech is a challenge. But is it also an opportunity?
Oh yeah, without that question, it's a great opportunity. You know, they're playing really good basketball, coming off a nice win this weekend against North Carolina. You know, I think they positioned themselves well. So for us, an opportunity to get a quality win, especially on the road. So we got to understand that and make sure that we prepare the right way over the next couple of days.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Look forward to seeing you on the bus and as we head to Blacksburg tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Coach Anthony Grant, conversation we had earlier this afternoon. Dayton, again, heading to Virginia Tech on Wednesday to take on the Hokies, who are playing some really good basketball right now. First of two games this week, home against North Carolina Asheville, which is coming up then on Saturday. As promised, Deron Holmes II, Deuce, is with us, and we're going to get a chance to visit with him. We'll be talking to Deuce as we continue as the Anthony Grant Show, and we are live here at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Let's go ED. Hey, Flyer fans, this is Sarah Tanner. My dad can save your dad big bucks on utility bills. That's why I just called my dad, Tom Tanner, at Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning, and start saving now.
Okay, Sarah, what's the cheer?
Let's go, Flyers! Let's go, Flyers!
Sarah, what else can we cheer about?
Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning.
Where design and installation is the difference, call Tanner today, 299-2500.
Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning, a name you can trust.
For 50 years, McGowan Brabender has been a proud part of the Dayton community and an excited sponsor of the UD basketball team. This season promises to be one of the best yet, and as a member of the Flyer faithful, we need you to show up as the sixth man to every single game. When it comes to basketball, the UD Flyers are second to none, and at McGowan Brabender, we're no different. If you need help with your employee benefits, we'll be here for you both now and after every victory. So buckle up, Flyer Nation. We're flying first class this season. Go McGowan Brabender, and go Flyers!
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating is proud to support the Dayton Flyers and to every business owner who wants to be a champion. Don't forget the first impression customers get of your business is your parking lot. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating can handle all your asphalt and seal coating needs to make your lot look like new. For over 47 years, businesses have known they can trust Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating to get the job done right. Learn more at VandaliaBlacktop.com and go Flyers! Hi, it's Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions. Water's used for everything. That's why it's important for it to be the best it can be. If you're tired of scum in the shower, dry, itchy skin, filmy dishes, and replacing appliances, it's time to call the water experts at Integrity Water Solutions, your local Connecticut dealer. Treat your water with integrity. For better water, better life. Call 937-320-7460 or schedule an appointment online at integritywtr.com.
I'm Larry Hanskin. I'm the voice of the Flyers, calling basketball games since 1982. I had had back issues in the past. I would be okay during the course of the broadcast, and then I'd have to get up out of that chair. And oh boy, was that tough. I've seen what Premier has done for Dayton athletes through the years, so when I needed help, that was the first place I turned. What a change.
To find an orthopedic specialist and make an appointment, visit premierhealth.com/ortho.
You should not have to live with pain.
You said goodbye and happily handed your keys over for a good cause. After the friendly tow truck driver came and took her away, she got a lot of attention. Then one special day, someone new saw her potential and decided to take her home. And the best part, you donated, they purchased, and people's lives were changed. Thanks to you, the funds generated stay right here to support the more than 40 programs that help your neighbors get their independence back. Help us change I can't to I can. The Goodwill Auto Auction. Call 228-AUTO today.
Take action and schedule your free estimate today and have your new furnace installed tomorrow with next day installation from Logan Services. Financing is available now. 0% APR for 72 months and save up to $1,500 on a qualifying train system. It's hard to stop a train. Visit our website for coupons and freebies and get fast, friendly service from Logan Services.
1290 and 95.7 WHIO is part of the iHeartRadio network. You can hear WHIO anywhere, anyplace, anytime on your smartphone or any other device. It's easy and it's free. Just download the iHeartRadio app and look for WHIO in Dayton. Then you'll be able to hear us around the world. The station that the Miami Valley relies on for the latest news, as well as our lineup of opinionated talkers. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Heard everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Any Flyer fan can tell you the path to success is about playing smart, working as a team, and sticking to the fundamentals. The same principles hold true for a successful investment plan. At the Callahan Financial Management Group, our approach is centered around a team that focuses on exceptional service and a great client experience. Call us at 937-432-9100 and discover how our tailored approach can change your game.
Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Callahan Financial Management Group is a separate entity from WFAFN.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
The Storm Center 7 forecast is cloudy with a chance for showers overnight. We'll see low temperatures in the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. Flyer Insider on Monday nights during the Dayton basketball season, 7 to 8. Coming up on Wednesday, Dayton is playing at Virginia Tech. Of course, we'll have all the action for you here on WHIO Radio. The Flyer alum are going to be holding a watch party at Milano's in Beaver Creek for that. So if you want to gather with some of your fellow Flyer faithful, you can do just that. Well, as promised, Deron Holmes II, sophomore center out of Goodyear, Arizona, is with us here tonight at Frickers. And Deuce, good to have you with us here tonight. I know the folks were anxious to see you, and you're just coming off the practice floor. So this season, what's been the biggest difference for you in the amount of attention you're getting from opponents versus last year when you were a freshman?
You know, I would definitely say last year, since it was my first year here as a freshman, everything was new to me. So I was learning as we were playing. I felt like I was guarded a little bit differently. This year I'm seeing more double teams, and teams are getting more physical when they guard me compared to last year. So something I'm still adapting to, but that's what I would say the biggest thing is.
You know, what's been the change that you've made in your game? I've noticed something, and I just want to see if I'm correct. What is it that you feel that you've made the biggest stride in as far as your skill set?
Honestly, overall, I'm just trying to continue to have like a high IQ in my skill set. I feel like strength-wise, I've gotten bigger and stronger. I still have levels that I can get to, but those are the two biggest things, and then shooting. I feel like if I stay confident, I'll be able to be better in that category as well.
I want to compliment you in the footwork too. Your footwork has gotten a lot better. You know what? I would describe you, Deuce, as a student of the game, because and it goes back to your recruitment that you kind of reached out to University of Dayton. You said, "Hey, this is a spot where I think they could help me develop." You did your homework. You studied, and as you go about your playing career, are you the type of guy that do you study? You know, I mean, do you look at film? Do you watch other guys and try to learn from other big men who are like maybe playing at the next level?
Yes, sir, definitely. Always starting with, you know, the team, we do a lot of film before practices, you know, after games sometimes we'll watch film. And also I go on Synergy a lot, and I like to watch film on teams we play. So it's a big part of the game, so I definitely love that part.
You play with joy, okay? Exactly. And I think that's the fans here would agree. It's just palpable that you play with such joy and enthusiasm. You know, when you're getting double and triple teamed, though, do you feel like some of these guys are trying to take your joy away?
Yeah, it sucks. But I definitely feel like that sometimes. But I'm definitely working on things to, you know, get around that. Me and Coach Grant talked about things to do when those situations happen, so I'm definitely going to be prepared as time goes for that.
That's what I was going to say. What I've noticed, Deuce, and a couple weeks ago when you were having a little ankle problem, you didn't get to practice, but your enthusiasm with the kids on the court, you know, saying to Zimmy, get to this spot, or Mike, get to this spot. So that's what I think that impresses me most about Deuce, is his enthusiasm for the game and how much he loves the game. And you know, believe me, the people love you here. There's no doubt about that, but that's what's impressing me.
Thank you so much.
You know, players said, you know, when you see it's time to go to practice, and some players look at that as a chore, some players look at it as a chance to get better. How's Deuce approach practice?
You know, with practice, I definitely look at it as a chance to get better. You know, we learn little by little every day, so I really just try to focus on little things. You know, so I feel like this last practice I was trying to focus on being more aggressive, rebound more. So just little things day by day, I look at it as a chance to get better.
you want to rebound more, but this guy named Tumani Kamara. He doesn't want to share.
He does a really excellent job at that, so I'm trying to beat him out at that, but that's going to take me a little bit.
Well, that's great, though. It gives you something to look forward to. I mean, I haven't really looked in the rankings to see where Tumani is, but he's got to be in the top 10, I would think, in the country in rebounding. I'm sure the stats are coming out.
I think he is currently right now in the top 10. Yeah.
Obviously you learn from tape. You learn through repetitions. You learn through coaching. Do you learn from watching teammates?
Yes, I do. I try to take little things by, you know, every teammate. So I think that's a big part of the game as well. Like Tumani, with just his aggressiveness, the impact he could do, like, all around on the floor, especially rebounding, just being a leader. I try to take that from him. Mike, his ability to pass, even though he's a freshman, he's able to do a lot. Kobe Bryant helps me with my shooting. So I can go down the list. A lot of guys have different things that I feel like makes this team special. I can learn from.
I want to ask you one question, Deuce. Who's the worst talker on this group, do you think?
Like the worst trash talker?
Yes. And I'm sure you hear a lot of it, you know, throughout the games and everything.
That's a good one. You know, me and Caleb talk trash to each other every practice. I don't know if I would say he's the best trash talker, though. That's a really good one. Staffa's good at it, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You would never notice, but Staffa's good at it.
Now, you know, I think maybe even though he's just a freshman, it appears that Mike can get maybe no one knows what he's saying.
Right.
If he's trash talking. maybe he's able to get away with a little bit more, but – I mean, obviously, you've been getting asked questions about Mike since he set foot on campus, but it's obvious the guy knows how to play, and it appears he knows how to be a teammate.
Right. That's one of the best parts of his game is his unselfishness, and he learns at a high level. You know, I remember when I was walking in as a freshman, and Madley and Caleb, and we had Lynn at the time, like, it was all new to us. So Mike, from what he is doing right now, like, that's a big deal. You know, he has a big role, and he's doing really well with it.
Yeah, I think he's just got unlimited potential in what he can do. And once he understands, I know at practice today when you're going zone defense and everything's going through his head, you know, Coach Grant's saying something to him and Coach Greer saying something. It's just going to, you know, it takes time to understand the game. And I think his future is very much a process.
Yeah, but I will caution you, Deuce. I had to tell Zimmy this last week, please don't say what you did in practice today, what you guys worked on, because believe it or not, there are people out there listening that want to share this with information with opponents. We'll just say you guys had a good run up and down the court. All right, this team has had an emotional roller coaster, and to the fans, you know, a guy gets hurt in. For a diehard fan, they care about the guys, but the casual fan, well, that's a guy, he's name in a program. He's a cipher. He's just a number. He's a person in the lineup. These are your friends. Right. These are your teammates. These are your brothers. How difficult was that impact when you see guys get hurt, especially during the course of a game itself, like it happened at BYU?
Yeah, you know, so it's pretty difficult. When I saw it happen, you know, when Mally and Kobe got injured in the game, it was pretty hard. You know, I try not to get emotional because you got to still be focused on the task at hand. But it's not easy, especially because we're always with each other, the whole team, you know, the coaches, we're always together. So, you know, we know each other really well, and we know how hard we work and, you know, all the things we have to do. And it's just that type of stuff it's sad, honestly. But unfortunate things happen. So the next thing is you just got to keep moving forward, and you know, they're going to be back, and we're going to be stronger when they're back. So,
well, Steve stepped up to the Bud Light mic. Steve, you had a question for Deuce.
I do. Hey, Deuce.
How you doing?
This was your first off season this year, mm-hmm. and they have strength requirements for you to go through. Also, dieting, which is something you probably hadn't had to attack before. Wondered how much you've increased in strength, and also how tough was it for you to do it all, that dieting and strength training off season?
That was definitely, I would say, probably the hardest part of the off season for me, is to be able to continue, because I lose weight pretty fast, you know, but to be able to continue to eat, and then also lift, then you've got to condition, you know, then you still got to practice and stuff like that. So that was very difficult, but it's definitely worth it. Once you get past the it's hard part, it's good.
How much stronger are you now?
I feel like I'm pretty stronger than I was before, especially last year. I still have another level I feel like I could get to, but I feel like I'm pretty stronger than last year.
I'll say case in point, early Saturday, southeastern Louisiana, they were pushing you out.
Yeah.
A good 15 feet out from the out. They didn't push you out in the second half. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of eating, he's going to get something to eat. Okay. We got to get the guy some food, and we'll do that. We'll continue. Rex Gardecki's with us here. Bud Light Mike is here. We got fans here. We're at Frickers for the Flyer Insider Show on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
I'm Jason Michaels from the WHIO News Center with our top story needing to send a package for Christmas. We have information on the deadlines that you have to meet. Well, here are the deadlines for packages for Christmas. If you're sending through the post office, December 17th is the deadline for retail ground and first-class mail service. Priority Mail Express needs to go by the 23rd. FedEx same-day delivery is December 23rd. UPS Next Day Air is December 22nd. Packages sent to military bases need to get in the mail soon. We're learning more about the murder of a Troy man last spring.
A Troy police captain told a judge that Sean Higgins admitted killing his apartment roommate back in April of this year. They uncovered the murder when a third roommate, Ho's girlfriend, reported him missing.
WHIO's Mike Campbell. Higgins pleaded guilty to several charges. His sentence now up to a judge. Well, the man widely known for his portrayal of one of the first regular characters on Sesame Street, Bob McGrath, died at the age of 90. His passing confirmed on Sunday by his family, who posted on his Facebook page. Vandals make a brazen move against a power grid in North Carolina.
Tens of thousands could be without power and heat most of this week in Moore County, North Carolina, southwest of Raleigh, after two power substations were damaged by gunfire.
WHIO's Jim Krasula. Schools in the area were closed Monday. Law enforcement is investigating it as a criminal act.
This is WHIO Continuing News.
Cincinnati says it's hiring Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield. The Cardinals went 7-5 this season. They'll play Cincy in the Fenway Bowl next Saturday. Our next scheduled news in less than 30 minutes, and immediately when it breaks, I'm Jason Michaels, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Depend on it.
As we go through tonight, expect cloudy skies with a few rain showers developing. We'll see overnight lows in the lower 40s. Then for our Tuesday, cloudy skies continue. We could see a few showers in the morning, then a stray shower or two during the afternoon. High of about 51 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, but mainly dry. High temperature of 54 here in Dayton. Thursday, same story, mostly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower. High temperature of 50 degrees. We'll see a better rain chance Thursday night into early Friday. Then Friday, rain in the morning, scattered showers for the afternoon, high of 48 degrees. Saturday, drier but mostly cloudy with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton's Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Now a look at WHIO triple team traffic.
Still working through the issues on the side streets. Three accidents in Dayton, North Avenue and Richmond Avenue, North Broadway and West 3rd, and a new one on Main Street near Helena. Another accident in Jefferson Township at Germantown and Shank. All the highways are still cleared. Headed southbound on I-75 from Miami-Montgomery County line. Headed to Route 35 is a 12-mile drive that takes 13 minutes. I'm Jimmy Sandy, WHIO Triple Team Traffic.
Remember, today you listen to News and Talk on WHIO.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
There's a new connection with speeds, opportunities, and experiences all elevated by superior fiber technology, connecting people, places, and things like never before. With a heightened purpose for good that's committed to community and dedicated to a better connection between everyone for everyone. This is Alta Fiber, elevating connection. Proud partner to the Dayton community. Learn more at our new store or visit altafiber.com/Dayton.
When your health diagnosis isn't going according to plan, you likely seek a second opinion. It's time you treat your wealth the same way. Get a new perspective, new information, a new diagnosis for your investments. Get a second opinion from a wealth planner at Edelman Financial Engines. Our dedicated planners offer personalized advice and are ready to talk one-on-one. Our approach is backed by institutional rigor. We model over 38,000 securities monthly, so we can better stress test your portfolio through thousands of scenarios. So, take a deep breath and take care of your wealth like you take care of your health. Get your complimentary wealth checkup today, where you can discuss your financial plan with a wealth planner. Call Edelman Financial Engines at 888-899-4450. That's 888-899-4450. Or visit EFEWealthPlanners.com.
You don't have to go through yet another year with that knee pain or back pain. People with chronic joint pain are getting real lasting relief from QC Kinetics. Hey, it's Larry Hanskin, and QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine. Their unique protocols use healing agents from your own body to target aching joints, repairing and restoring damaged tissue. Call QC Kinetics and see if their life-changing, all-natural treatments can get you living your best life in the new year. I'm telling you, people are raving about these treatments. This is the future of joint pain management, and appointments are available as soon as next week. Make 2023 the year you say goodbye to joint pain. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 937-936-0325. That's 937-936-0325. QC Kinetics, give them a call. You owe it to yourself. 937-936-0325.
Attention Dish customers. Dish Network pulled WHIO-TV off the air, depriving you of your favorite programming. That means no sports, local news, weather, traffic, or the shows you love. Call Dish now at 1-800-333-3434 and tell them to put WHIO-TV back on the air.
At Journey Advisory Group, we're small enough to offer personalized financial service, yet big enough to bring specialized services to our clients. We're employee-owned and in it for your long-term financial journey, one friendly step at a time at journeyadvisory.group.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, and the Flyer Insider Show every Monday night, 7 to 8. We heard earlier from Coach Grant as Dayton gets ready for two games this week on the road. At Virginia Tech on Wednesday, home against North Carolina Asheville on Saturday afternoon. Sophomore center Deron Holmes II, Deuce, is with us here tonight, and we've been talking about his journey as a basketball player and as a student athlete at the University of Dayton. And I think a lot of folks not familiar with your background, Goodyear, Arizona. We were talking off air about your family. What can you tell us about your family, Deuce?
They're very well mannered. Really nice people, so if you guys ever get a chance to meet them, I feel like you guys would really like them. Positive energy, you know. So we, before Arizona, I was born in Kansas, but we moved to Tennessee, so we've lived in the South for a good amount as well. So I feel like that's where the hospitality comes from, and then from there we moved to Arizona.
Okay, now you've got some older sisters and then younger brothers.
Yes, sir.
So you're right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Okay, so you got a middle child syndrome, or are you okay?
For the most part, I live with my younger brothers the most, so I'm like the oldest. But when my sisters are around, I do feel like the middle child. So, yeah, I do have that syndrome sometimes.
Now, your middle brother, the middle brother was a high school football player, and then your younger brother is a pretty good basketball player
in
high school.
Yes, sir.
What can you tell us about him?
Oh yeah, he's solid. Like I said, I have to give it to him now. When I was his age, he's better than me than when I was his age. But I feel like he's gonna be a really great player, and the middle child's gonna be a great person too. Like, he studies hard, so they're gonna be great people.
That's funny what you said, Deuce. I met your father last year, and I thought, wow, you know, what a great kid you got. And he says, well, you know, I taught my kids to be respectful to everybody, because you never know where it can go. And boy, it rubbed from your dad to your shoulders, I can tell you that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I tell you what, there's no bigger Flyer fan, not a Deron Holmes fan, but a Flyer fan than your mom. I mean, she is a fan of the whole team, top to bottom. We've been down. I think we were in NIT last year in Nashville. You had a big following there, we were in Ole Miss. You had a lot of folks there. Seems like no matter where we go in the nation, there's a Deron Holmes contingent there. Is there going to be some folks in Blacksburg, Virginia on Wednesday?
There should be some folks in Blacksburg, Virginia.
That's great.
Okay, good. I mean, so you not only bring your talents to UD, you bring some support as well. Speaking about the fan support, okay, you got recruited in a vacuum. Now, the COVID vacuum, you couldn't visit campus. You couldn't meet coaches face-to-face. You couldn't meet teammates face-to-face. You know, you couldn't come tour the arena, have a game day experience. With all that being said, was the actual game day experience at the UD Arena, was it even bigger than you thought it would be?
Yes, even bigger than I thought. You know, when I first – my first game – when I was walking out there, like, Coach Grant, he didn't lie. He said, you guys are going to be thrown into the fire. So when we got put out there, I was like, wow, nervous just all throughout my body. Everybody's there. It's loud. You know, I'm like, wow, this is college. This is Dayton. So
yeah.
It was exciting, definitely.
Now, obviously, you guys feed off of that. Do you ever look out and you see an opponent where they're looking around going, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Yes, sir. Especially, like, you could tell in warm-ups, some of the opposing teams aren't used to playing in front of a crowd like ours. You could tell when they look around, they're like, wow, this is crazy. Like, it's really like that. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, before you come down the tunnel there when the music starts playing, who's the best dancer on that group?
That's a good one. When Mally's not injured.
Yeah, when Mally's not injured.
I would say he's probably the best dancer. You know, him and Kobe Bray are from New York, so it's like natural the way they do it. So,
well, you've got a pretty good step there, too. Yeah, I watch you guys.
Every now and then. I can't really get as low as they can, but I try.
Well, and the one thing I think you'll learn, Deuce, as you go throughout your career here, you know, I played at Dayton and played against Kentucky, and I work at Coach Rupp's camp and do some of the things, and it's interesting where people say to me, well, how's the relationship between former players at Dayton compared to Kentucky? I went, it's nothing like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had things with Coach Donaher the last few years, and that's something you're going to learn, and you're going to be part of the Flyer group, you know, when you get older. So it's just – it is a great crowd, and I give you people all the credit.
Thank you, guys.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to piggyback on what Rex said and – what Deuce is, okay? And, I mean, it's become very obvious in just this short conversation and throughout the body of his work, not just as a basketball player but as a young man, that this is a great human being right here. And we
appreciate it, honestly.
And his parents, his family, they deserve all the credit, as does he. And Coach Grant deserves, and Coach Greer and the staff, they deserve a lot of credit for reaching out and wanting that to be the type of people in our program. But I will also, I'm pointing to all the people here at Frickers and the people listening on the radio, you can't see my finger, but I'm going to say that you folks, you have a part in this, okay? Because you won't tolerate knuckleheads. You set the standard. You set the standard, the expectation of character and of integrity that you want out of Flyer basketball players. And I don't think any of you sitting here would tolerate anything less than the exemplary character that that we're seeing here here tonight. So that's enough of my soapbox, Rich. Talk some basketball stuff, okay?
Gosh. How the game has changed. And I read, I think it was an article in a paper that Dave Jablonski wrote a few months ago about your eating habits. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, on a daily basis, how proteins, and I don't understand a lot of that stuff at my age, but it's interesting. Is Casey the trainer? Do they provide all that to you? And I know how Casey can be.
Yeah,
just give me a day schedule when you get up in the morning and where you go from there.
So, yeah, I usually wake up in the morning, a couple of protein shakes, try to make some eggs. If I have steak, I mix the steak in. They do a great job of providing food for us before practices and, you know, before weightlifting and after practice. So, usually go get food from there, you know, hydrate. Right. And then, like, I just eat a lot throughout the course of the day. So after class, I'll try to go and get some food. After the practice, I'll get food. And, like, even, like, right now, eating. So it's just constantly you have to. That's your energy.
Because I know they weigh you every day when you come in and everything. And, it's, you know, it's got to be – you can't drop three or 4 or 5 pounds at your size. And it's got to be tough to continue to hydrate and make sure you're taking care of your body.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely not the easiest thing to do. But I feel like I've done a pretty good job of that since season has started. But you're right. It's definitely something that the habit, you have to have a good habit with it.
Yeah, now times have changed. And instead of the, you know, baked potato and steak, you know, before games now.
Dry toast.
Yeah, dry toast and going to Dominic's and smelling the garlic salad. I know you understand that, Larry. A lot of people do.
I would have thought that would have been great to have. I mean, just as far as being a defensive tool. I mean, if you load up on that Dominic's salad dressing and you're getting up in some guy's face guarding him, I think that would have been effective. All right. Well, we've really gotten off in the weeds here. We got more to come here. One final break, and then we'll wrap things up in our last segment coming up. It's the Flyer Insider here, and we are live at Fricker's on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 7.99% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 7.99% APR to 21.49% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Calling all Ohio sports fans. In just a few weeks, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live. Starting January 1st, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. To celebrate, all new customers will receive $200 in free bets when you sign up today using code AM1290. Plus, 5 lucky customers will win a $100,000 free bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code AM1290 to get $200 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Ohio. Plus, 5 customers will win a $100,000 free bet. That's code AM1290 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966. 21 and over. Physically present in Ohio. Eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Subject to regulatory licensing requirements. One per customer. $200 issued as 8 $25 free bets. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Ends first day. DraftKings is allowed to operate in Ohio. See terms at DKNG.co/OH.
Introducing Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. Classic Cola, Cherry Cola, Citrus Soda, and Orange Soda. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda. All with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Ah. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the love of Santa, we gotta stop.
Stop?
Installing new energy-efficient furnaces.
Don't they keep homes comfy?
Sure, comfort goes up.
And energy bills go down.
It's all true.
But you wanna stop.
For Santa's sake.
Santa doesn't like comfy?
Maybe too much.
Huh?
Picture it.
Uh-huh.
Santa slides down the chimney into a home toasty warm.
Because of a new CJS furnace.
Then he thinks.
Santa.
Right, why get back into that icy cold sleigh?
Because we optimize every heating system.
Warm enough to tempt Santa from his sleigh.
You're forgetting.
0% financing for a year.
Making comfort easy with approved credit. But that's not it.
Then what?
Let's just say CJS stops installing furnaces.
Just till Christmas.
Couldn't that leave homes chilly?
It could.
Landing you on Santa's naughty list.
It's a Christmas conundrum.
On the other hand.
Yeah?
New furnaces get moms and dads on Santa's nice list.
Right.
A win-win.
Warm homes and...
lower energy bills.
Merrier Christmases.
Even better.
Just don't make them too warm Christmas Eve.
What?
Wouldn't want to tempt Santa.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJSHeatingAndAir.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Make the season even brighter with beautiful jewelry from JTV. Shop JTV.com and get $25 off your purchase of $50 or more when you use code RADIO25. You'll discover more than 40,000 jewelry designs and gifts. That's enough to keep everyone on your list sparkling all season long. Plus, new customers will receive $40 in brilliant cash to use toward their next jewelry purchase. Shop JTV.com and use code RADIO25 and fill your holiday with sparkle.
It's a new day, because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall, well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Storm Center 7 forecast is cloudy with a chance for showers overnight. We'll see low temperatures in the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to the Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
And welcome back here to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun food, sports, and spirits. Rex Gardecki, former Flyer with us, and current sophomore center, Deron Holmes II, Deuce, is with us as well here at Frickers on Woodman Drive. And we've been talking some Dayton basketball tonight, talking to Deuce about his background prior to UD and family and all kinds of stuff. And when we were down in the Bahamas, I was walking around that last morning before we had to take off, and I looked out in, like, the little lazy river of the rafts, and I saw you, Brady Yule, and Mike, and I think it might have been Staffa. We're all rafting together, and I took a picture, and I said, where else, I mean, how many programs in America have someone from Goodyear, Arizona, Alter High School in Kettering, Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and Helsinki, Finland, all hanging out together?
Yeah, it's rare.
It's rare in the country, but it's not rare within this Dayton basketball program.
Right.
What is it that, I mean, I've been around a lot of teams that are tight, but you guys seem to be especially close. Why is that?
You know, I just feel like we have good people, like we were talking about earlier. You know, Coach Grant, I feel like him and the coaching staff do a really great job of just recruiting good people. We really, on the team, we don't have anybody that's like a cancer. Everybody really gets along pretty well. You know, the leaders really do a really good job of bringing everybody together. So I feel like we just glue all pretty well together, which is pretty cool.
I mean, you've got good internal leadership, but is there like one alpha male in that group?
Yeah, Tamani would probably be the... I would say the main leader, yes, sir.
is that just from his experience? He's the most experienced mm-hmm. guy, obviously. But is it his personality, his character?
Yeah, definitely. I would say those two things play a big role in it. He knows how to talk to everybody. I probably would say the best. If there's something to talk about, he knows how to approach our teammates the best. So he's definitely, I would say, yeah.
He knows who to glare at and then who to smile at.
You're right.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get in a pick and Tamani. I'm sure you see that every day in practice on pick and rolls, boy. You know, he puts those shoulders and arms on you. He is a man. He's like, keep on saying, he's physically a man. There's no doubt. And hopefully you'll get to that, in the next couple years here.
You know, and you guys have got some pretty good chemistry when it comes to high-low stuff post-passing. Uh-huh. But how can you get even better? What is that something that has got to come through repetitions mm-hmm. and practice, or through game experience, or both?
I would say both. I just feel like as we keep going, as we start hitting more shots in the perimeter, it would open up more for the high low passes and stuff on the inside. Teams are scheming to clog up the paint and stuff. So I feel like as we start to, because we're a really good shooting team, we just overall haven't been shooting to the at the numbers we usually do. So as time goes, like last game, we had a really good shooting game, and we can do that every game. So if we continue to do that, we'll have those opportunities a lot more.
I mentioned something to Coach Grant in that conversation I had with him earlier today that, Kobe Brea, who's been battling through illness and mm-hmm. injury and then illness, and is just trying to get his rhythm, and took a couple shots, didn't make them, but I was very impressed in that, to a man, you guys were in his face immediately, saying, keep shooting. Not saying, what are you taking a shot? No, you were telling him, come on, man, keep shooting.
Right, yeah. I keep telling him every day, like, he's one of the best shooters in the nation, especially when he's confident. So he knows he can do it. It's emotional for him right now. It's just hard coming back, from injuries and stuff. But I feel like he's able to do it. So every time I'm going to tell him, take that shot.
One, it's like repetition, boy. Once he sees that basket going through the first time, and I said something to RJ today at practice. I said, fire him up, man. Right. I said, we need you as a shooter, because I can imagine what it's like, you're getting double and triple teamed and everybody's, all over you. But once those guys start making those shots, it's going to open up everything for you, and you know that.
They definitely will. Definitely.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people, and you guys are unselfish players, but sometimes – it's selfish to not shoot the ball,
right?
Because that might be what you need to do to help your team.
Right, I agree. Definitely depending on the situation. One time, like for instance, I had a small guy on me, and I didn't even go up. And Coach Grant yelled at me. He told me the next day that I was selfish, and it can happen to anybody. Just like if you have an open shot, and you can take it.
Well, we really appreciate you, Deuce, spending this time with us here tonight in between meals and practice, because I know you've got a very full schedule, and it was great of you to come out here and visit with the fans here tonight, both here at Frickers and on the radio. And you've got a bright future, young man. You've got a bright future.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Deron Holmes a second. Rex Gardecki as well. And that's going to wrap things up here on the Flyer Insider Show. Dayton is on the road at Virginia Tech Wednesday. We've got all the action for you, as well as the Saturday afternoon game against North Carolina Asheville. We'll be back here at Frickers next Monday night at 7 for another edition of the Flyer Insider Show. Don't forget the Wednesday watch party at Milano's in Beaver Creek with the Flyer alums. I'm Larry Hansgen. On behalf of everyone here, including our engineer producers Billy Haining and Parker Testa, have a great week, everyone. Go Flyers.
Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.